Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content on the site. You find something online you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners, just submit it as show prep, and then others can vote. And you get to vote as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, so there's always something fresh up there every day. Go to, and it's all thanks to you. If you didn't submit things to the site, it would be awful. So please go to freetalklive.com. Feel free to get interactive there. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
We're going to tell you about the teen's newest craze. Well, I don't really know how much of a craze it is, but it's allegedly more popular in some areas than others. And we're talking about drinking hand sanitizer. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That stuff you pump out of the bottle and wipe it, and then it's supposed to kill 99.99999% of germs or whatever. That's what they're actually drinking to get drunk.
The gel.
Yeah.
This is 160 proof. 120 proof, excuse me. It's 60% alcohol.
I don't know that you refer to something that's isopropyl alcohol instead of, what do they call, ethyl alcohol. I don't know. I'm not a chemist here as a proof, but yeah, it would be the equivalent, right?
Well, NPR is calling it proof, and okay. NPR must be the authority on these things. I don't know. You might be right.
Let's get to the news in a moment, but first, Adam wants to jump in on the conversation from Canada. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Evening, folks. I heard you start the show out with this story, and you've been teasing it ever since, but I just had to make sure the right part gets through there. Certain words crossed my mind that were just staggering. I remember you breaking the story, but not in a school context. It was prisoners, actually, who were drinking this stuff originally. Do you remember?
Yeah, as I understand it, this originated in prisons.
Right, and exactly. We're seeing a trend that originated on, for all we know, death row, going down to junior high school now. How different are junior high schools from death row when you're 10 years old anyway?
Well, how many of them are doing this on campus? I don't know. I don't know if this is specifically about them doing it at school. I think it's just them doing it as a way to get alcohol without having to lurk outside of a convenience store and rope some adult into actually purchasing the alcohol for them. I think this is just a workaround for that.
Well, I may have jumped to a conclusion, but I didn't imagine kids waiting around after school to get high on alcohol when they have to sit there for 8 hours.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. I don't doubt that there are people bringing these things to school, bringing these pump bottles to school.
These things are already in schools. There's hand sanitizer everywhere in school. They're all over the place.
It's true.
Is that so?
I mean, they don't have to bring it. That's a joke. The idea here is that the main thing I want people to take away is the fact that your junior high school students are acting like death row inmates, and that's a sign.
Great point, Adam, and thanks for the call.
What's
tonight.
The sign? Light out for the listener.
He might have just dropped you there. He's gone.
Got rid of him.
Well, the sign is, the suggestion that he's getting to is that, gosh, there sure are a lot of similarities between government schools and prisons.
Yeah, they are both run by the government.
And he's absolutely right about that. So, Nemi, where is this from? You said NPR?
NPR.
And
you are out of Boston.
You had a different version from some other website. So this
Daily Mail.
It's going all over the place.
Yeah, sure is.
And now more kids will hear about it.
Daily News, excuse me.
That's right. A spike in the number of teenagers who became ill after drinking hand sanitizer in L.A. County. 16 cases in March and April, according to the California Poison Control System. Now there's a flurry of reports from other parts of the country as well. Hand sanitizer kills germs because it's made with ethyl alcohol. That's the same stuff that gives a glass of wine its pleasant buzz.
Okay.
So you were incorrect, Mark. This is not the type of alcohol you were expecting.
Don't take your chemistry advice from talk show hosts, kids.
Right? There you go. I've never imbibed hand sanitizer, but my guess is it lacks the complex bouquet of a good Cabernet.
That's because I'm looking here at the another article from BuzzFeed.com, 14 things you should know about drinking hand sanitizer. And the first one has a huge picture of a Purell bottle on it. Kills 99.99% of germs in 15 seconds with moisturizers and vitamin E. You don't typically get moisturizers and vitamin E in a bottle of vodka or whatever.
Right.
Which, by the way, the first fact, I'm going to mix some of these in here, a bottle of hand sanitizer contains the equivalent of 5 hard liquor shots. Now, of course, we're not being told what size bottle.
Yeah, what size bottle.
But I would presume one of those smaller size bottles that you would put in, like a purse or something like that.
It's probably something you could certainly bring to school, too.
This NPR piece refers to a remark from Jimmy Kimmel, who did hand sanitizer shots with actor John Cusack on Kimmel's show. It says, "I feel cleaner inside," Kimmel said in the video, "but I also feel like I'm going to die." Teenagers apparently agree, and some have been using salt in an attempt to separate the gel from the alcohol. Hand sanitizers, as I said, are typically 60% alcohol. That's 120 proof, on par with some really strong vodkas, as Ian indicated.
Right. So that's if you're drinking the hand sanitizer straight, it's 60% alcohol. But they're saying that there are teenagers who are actually using salt to separate the alcohol out from the sanitizer, and therefore making it pure straight up alcohol without anything else.
The California Poison Control has tracked about 2,600 cases of hand sanitizer ingestion since 2010. Most of them in small children who ate it by mistake. He said parents should regard...
How many cases?
Just 2,600.
Okay. Yes. But remember, those are the only ones that get reported.
Okay. Right?
So, of course, the ones with the small children eating the hand sanitizer by mistake, those are going to get reported because parents care about their kids. They're going to report them. They're going to go to the hospital or whatever. Whereas teenagers, they're not going to report this stuff. So that is in no way an indicator of how popular this hand sanitizer is at all.
I suppose it does indicate the ones that really have feel like they've been harmed by it.
Right, but if somebody just gets an upset belly as a result of drinking the hand sanitizer, they're not going to tell mom and dad about that, and they're just going to go on and be sick for a little while and get over it, and then probably go drink some more hand sanitizer when they can't find any real alcohol.
Right, so the spike in hand sanitizer poisoning among teenagers is unusual, says the assistant medical director for the California Poison Control Center. He has now turned to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles to help publicize the issue. No one has died from ingesting hand sanitizer, he says, but ethyl alcohol is toxic.
Alcohol poisoning. People die from alcohol poisoning frequently.
It says parents should regard hand sanitizer
as... ethyl alcohol is alcohol like we're familiar with. This is,
drinking alcohol. Not isopropyl alcohol.
Right. And when he says it's toxic, he means it's toxic in the sense that it will intoxicate you, and it can kill you, but, I would assume that the things that's wrong with drinking hand sanitizer isn't the ethyl alcohol as much as what the other stuff is.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfumes and things that you shouldn't be ingesting.
So he's like, parents should regard hand sanitizer as you would medication and keep it tucked away.
Right, but unfortunately, that's not how people have been treating hand sanitizer.
Right, it's not the way it's going to be treated with teenagers. I mean, parents, you've got a choice as a parent if you believe that hand sanitizer is a good thing to send your kid around with. I generally have a pocket with me, some in my pocket if I go to a convention or something like that, to handle handshaking and that kind of thing, and I try to do it as surreptitiously as possible. These kids are going to what is the equivalent of a convention
every day. And a lot of parents are concerned about this, so they're sending them with the hand sanitizer.
Absolutely. So what else would they do?
It's inconvenient to lock it up, but it does give you some measure of control, he says. The other option, he said, is to go for less appealing foam hand sanitizers. Those of us who weren't born yesterday may recall teenagers' attempts to get a buzz by drinking mouthwash or Robitussin or even vanilla extract.
Before you go on, just as another aside here, I just went and pulled up the ingredients for Purell brand hand sanitizer, which is a fairly popular brand out there. According to, BotacTactical.com, ethyl alcohol 62%, but there are also inactive ingredients, which does include isopropyl alcohol.
Okay.
So both types of alcohol are in this. Of course, water, carbamer, whatever that is, tocopherol acetate. That doesn't sound good. Glycerin.
Sounds like it was something you could get in your normal box ice cream. I don't know.
Propylene glycol, isopropyl myrcate, and fragrance. So these are all things that your teens may be ingesting.
Fragrance is the only thing I know that I don't want.
Do you think you want tocopherol acetate?
I'm telling you that you can go and look at that corn dog that you ate during the break probably has something that is just as horrifying.
Probably true.
You want something? You want to eat some nitrites? Some nitrates? You want those?
855-450-FREE. Yeah, but people have been eating corn dogs forever. They haven't been eating hand sanitizer.
Agreed.
855-450-FREE. Not its intended use. 1-855-450-3733. There's more about this in moments. And maybe you are a teenager and you've seen this. Maybe you've done it. Would love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features are awaiting you there. You can go and interact on the bulletin board system. Just head over to vbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find other listeners there, and it's essentially our forum. Plus, we'll post show notes there, so stuff we've discussed on the air, like the article I read, the speech from Red Jacket. I'll post that later on. You can get that over on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins that are no contracts to sign or terms of service, you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without any fees. And to learn how, to learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your bitcoins with cash. Go to BitInstant.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. Especially want to hear from you if you've had experience with teenagers. Maybe you are a teenager or a parent. Teenagers drinking hand sanitizer. Yeah, the Purell stuff, that kind of product, that sticky, gooey gel that you use to kill germs. They are using to get drunk, according to BuzzFeed.com. A bottle of hand sanitizer, and they don't specify the size, but the one they show is pretty small, only 240 milliliters, contains the equivalent of 5 hard liquor shots, 60%.
I wouldn't doubt it, because vodka is 60 proof or 80 proof? I think it's 80 proof. And so therefore...
Which means it's 40% alcohol?
Right. Okay. And they're claiming that it's 60% alcohol or 120 proof. So I'm thinking that one of those small things is probably, you know, a 2.5 ounce, one of these three ounce thing, one of these things is probably the equivalent of 5 shots.
So the teenagers are, in some cases, they're actually using salt to separate the alcohol out from the sanitizer, which means they're just literally, essentially doing chemistry on it. And
does that work?
I don't know. According to this article, that's what they're doing, so
that's
it must be effective.
You had 14 tips for drinking hand sanitizer, right?
No. This is the 14 things you need to know about drinking
not
hand
tips.
Sanitizer.
I'd like to know some tips. I mean, I think that if people are drinking hand sanitizer, I think that people need to know sort of the facts about that.
Teenagers also are mixing it with Listerine, according to Albuquerque Police Department. Paul Feist says when mixed with 26% Listerine, hand sanitizer makes a strong cocktail. So you mix it up with Listerine, which is about a quarter alcohol. You mix the 62% hand sanitizer up there. You probably end up with a drink that's approximately vodka, and the Listerine makes it easier to swallow. It's not,
it tastes like a grasshopper.
It's not jelly like it would be straight from the hand sanitizer bottle. But, Nemi, you've been sharing with us this story from NPR about this.
Yeah, the NPR story just essentially says this is a historically mouthwash and drinking vanilla extract, and these things have the market has responded by lowering the alcohol content, which means people are either drinking more of it or they're moving on to other things like Robitussin. And then, again, the stores have moved things with dextromethorphan.
Thank
you. I can never say that word. DMX, they've moved it.
DXM.
Thanks.
It's a disassociative.
Right. And
DMX is a rapper, right?
They moved it behind the counter. So now you need to, it's only a matter of time before you need to do what you do with.
Right. How long is it going to be before they start carding people for buying hand sanitizer?
National registry, right. Oh, don't even get me started on the national registry for buying cold syrup.
Right,
cold medicine.
Oh, God, what is the brand that they really are attacking there?
Sudafed.
But that doesn't have, that's not dextromethorphan.
No, not at all. We're just talking about these different controls that they're putting on these drugs because they don't want people to get out there and use them.
When, in fact, the problem is, and I mean, if it all comes down to it, they'll huff gas or paint or whatever they
will.
Find. And what it really comes down to is these kids want to alter their states. And they're going to figure out ways to alter their states. And the best way to avoid harm is to allow people to consume the drug of their choice. And
Even teenagers.
And,
But not just to allow, if I may, to also educate.
It has
to
be, yeah.
You can't just tell a teenager or any child, no, don't do it. Because at some point they're going to try specifically what you have forbade. And so it's a much wiser path, in my opinion, and I'm not a parent. Mark, you are, but Jack is nowhere near teenage years quite yet. You got about another decade or so.
Yeah, but I don't intend, I intend to make things like wine and beer available to my son.
At what age?
As soon
as possible?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to force it on him.
No, but I mean, so you don't have an age set, so if he's 7 years old and wants to try daddy's beer, that's going to be fine, right?
As far as I'm concerned, if he expresses an interest in it, I think that's, it's the keeping it away from him that's the problem.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I would agree too.
And, that's why these kids are experimenting with hand sanitizer. sanitizer. No kid that can go home and drink a glass of wine or two with dinner is going to drink hand sanitizer.
No way. No way will they. You're absolutely right about that. So teaching your kids from an early age what alcohol is, what it can do, how to be responsible when drinking it, that's the best way to handle it. And then also be a resource for them to where they can ask you questions about these matters, but also be someone who can help them engage in the behavior if they insist on doing it. I mean, hopefully you'll show them that, oh, look, you know, here's some video of people getting really wasted. And
yeah,
that'll
it's not that exciting, kids. You wake up, you drink too much of the stuff, you wake up with a headache. Whoopee.
Right.
You know, I mean, the hope is with this is to avoid these situations. In Europe, where people can drink, you have a lower incidence of alcoholism.
Right.
However,
how much hand sanitizer is being consumed? And was it Ireland where if you can sit down at the bar and they'll serve you, then you can be served?
Yeah, now Ireland, I would not claim that that alcoholism rates are lower in Ireland than they are in the United States, but there certainly are in mainland
Europe.
But
we're talking about teenage drinking and the safety level of it. How many people are going to guzzle hand sanitizer if they can just go into the bar and sit down at the bar and order a drink?
Right. At that point, you know, if your kid's going to drink, what do you want him to drink?
Exactly. And that's kind of what the point of this discussion is, as we similar to discussions we've had in the past, is to accept the idea that people are going to alter their states of consciousness, whether we're talking about with other so-called hard drugs. By the way, alcohol is a very hard drug.
We know what happens when you prohibit the use of alcohol among teenagers. You get people drinking Listerine and hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Now we can see what the results are. How much
you hadn't seen it before, because, I mean, it's old news that people have been drinking Listerine and things like that. And, of course, everybody knows that teenagers are not typically known as the most responsible drinkers, even if they can get their hands on alcohol.
Well,
they don't know how to drink it.
Who taught you guys how to drink responsibly?
Teenagers.
Right.
To drink responsibly?
Yes.
I didn't learn it until I was in my mid to late 20s.
Okay, so
yeah.
It was through trial and error?
No, it was from my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, okay. Nobody sat me down and gave me a speech on or instructions or a manual on how to drink responsibly.
When did you figure it out?
I also learned through trial and error, and it was in college because I didn't drink until after I was out of high school.
I drank and got really wasted on my 17th birthday and really regretted it, and I quit drinking entirely. But when I started up drinking again 5 years later, I hadn't changed my habits necessarily.
Right.
So I never really learned. But even the negative experience didn't teach me how to drink responsibly. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's where having someone to teach you certain things and hold your hand through something is useful. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. More about hand sanitizer chugging in moments.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Your comments certainly welcome on teens drinking hand sanitizer. But you can also take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy various different website features we have, including the mobile site. For those of you with smartphone, you can visit mmobile.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcasts. Once again, go to m.freetalklive.com.
You know, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. They are the sponsor of our phone lines, and they're, in fact, an organization that will do accounts receivable for your business. So if you've got a business and you didn't get into that business to, I don't know, collect bills and send out paperwork and do all that stuff, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can go to freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Banners, I mean. SACL CAI.
All right, so we're continuing discussion about something that is apparently becoming at least noteworthy to the news media, how widespread it is.
They do love this stuff,
yeah.
And I don't know how widespread it is either. I mean, when I was a kid, it was stickers that you lick and stuck on something that must have acid in them.
That is such a myth.
I think it largely had to have been.
Because
people are going to do that. People really are going to give away $5 hits of acid on stickers that I've never seen before to kids
to elementary
in the Halloween baskets. Yeah.
Yeah, not going to happen. But I think what kind of brought that about, Mark, is that some blotter acid does have pictures of cartoon characters on it.
It does have a funny look to it,
so I think that's where those fears came from. But still, again, the idea of marketing blotter acid to elementary schoolers is absolutely ludicrous. That's just not happening. 855-450-FREE, when you're selling drugs, you preferably want to sell it to people that actually have money.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary schoolers, probably not the best target audience. So we've been discussing this, young people in America apparently drinking hand sanitizer. There's video of it happening online, but is that video happening because someone's talking about it in the media, or was it around before the media began reporting on it?
Which came first, the egg or the chicken with a microphone?
Because I can tell you now that this story has blown open big. I mean, it's NPR, it's international. There's the Daily Mail reporting on it, BuzzFeed.com.
I'm sorry, I keep on telling you. I've got one article from the Daily Mail that isn't about this. It's the Daily News from New York Daily News.
Oh, okay. The New York Daily News and other websites and other papers are reporting on this. So now, of course, there's going to be more buzz around drinking hand sanitizer than ever before.
Parents are going to be sitting down their teenagers and saying, all right, Jim, you can tell me if you've drank any hand sanitizer. You know that, right? What? Well, if you've drank any hand sanitizer, you can drink hand sanitizer.
Why does your breath smell like fragrance?
Dude. No, you shouldn't drink hand sanitizer. Well, what are you talking about drinking hand sanitizer for? Like, you know, this conversation's going on all over America.
So there's 14 things you need to know about drinking hand sanitizer, according to BuzzFeed.com. I'll try to slip some of these in here to the discussion. Number four being you'll get drunk really fast, according to Cyrus Rangan, the director of Toxicology Bureau for the County Public Health Department and medical toxicology consultant for Children's Hospital in L.A. He says all it takes is just a few swallows, and you have a drunk teenager. Let's go to Justin, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not much, man. I just wanted to comment on the kids drinking hand sanitizer, man. I think if marijuana was legal, and I do not smoke, I used to, but I am a supporter. I think if this was legal already, that we wouldn't even have this problem. Because me personally, when I have kids one day, which I hope I do, I would much rather them be drinking for one thing, or I would much rather them smoke than drink any day. Because I think drinking, people are so acceptive to alcohol and the whole culture of it. I think it is 10 times worse than a lot of other drugs and different things out there. It's dangerous.
Sure. I mean, I agree that it's dangerous, but
yeah.
I was just going to say, as a parent sitting here and knowing the societal pressures, I agree that alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana. But with the societal pressures that are out there, I can imagine my son having some wine or some beer with his family at dinner. I can't imagine for a second toking my son up.
Well, yeah, but your wife would have a problem with it, right?
Of course she would, but she might have a problem with the wine, too.
Oh, really? You haven't discussed this with her yet?
I've talked to her about it, but she's pretty socially conservative individual. She hasn't said no. She's just like,
well, just show her the hand sanitizer article. Maybe she'll get it. Maybe she'll get it. But no, you're absolutely right, Justin.
Ideally, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want my kids to do anything like that. But I'm just saying, if I did, I mean, you can drive. You can, you know, it's safer to drive. It doesn't make you make ridiculous, stupid decisions. I mean, usually you're more cautious about every decision you make.
Yeah.
This is just from experience. I mean, I don't smoke anymore. I had a panic attack, and it was out the door with that.
By anymore, do you mean earlier today? Or?
No, I promise. I'm good, man. I had my fun for many years, so it's probably...
Sure, and people's physiology changes over time as well, and so the way you react to it will change and adjust as well. And so you're absolutely right. If marijuana were legal, then teenagers, or if it were decriminalized, then teenagers would perhaps be more focused on that. But, of course, we already know teenagers can get their pot today. In fact, some say it's even easier for teenagers to get pot than it is to get alcohol. So really the only solution here that's going to stop crazy stuff like teens drinking hand sanitizer is to make it so marijuana and alcohol are available.
Exactly.
And I know it sounds crazy, right? It sounds radical.
No.
You know, they should be available to teenagers, because when you talk about decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana, usually everybody that's proposing something politically is always like, well, of course we shouldn't let teenagers have it. It should only be for 18 and up. And no, that's not going to solve your problems.
It's something else, too. I mean, I was all about drinking before I turned 21. It was so much fun. It was just, I think it was just the thrill of it. Just like, oh my God, you know, we can't be doing this right now. Sneaking a beer, going into a bar.
Of course.
And now that I'm 21, it's not even, I don't know. It's not as like.
It doesn't have the same appeal.
Yeah.
It's not the forbidden fruit that it once
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
I'd say you nailed it, Justin. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If only more people could understand that. Look, if you keep teens and young people away from these things, if you attempt to keep them away with threatening them with violence and putting them in cages and caging their friends, raiding their parties, that's not going to stop them. It never has.
Well, it's an adult thing to do, the teenagers I know all want to be treated like an adult.
Of course.
So they go out and try to do adult things, like these going out and drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or whatever.
Right.
And so why put an age restriction on it? And why is there, even as it is today and as you guys and I grew up, there was really no education and proper use.
No, just say no. That's the only education.
That's it. So, okay, so how do you navigate that? And there's got to be some sort of education here that isn't trial and error or trial by fire in some cases.
The numbers they give, and I can only guess that these numbers are way, way too low, is that maybe it's just for illegal drugs, but 66% of high school students have tried marijuana or other illegal drugs. And if you throw in alcohol, which is basically an illegal drug for a high school student, I can only imagine the numbers are very, very high. And then, the policy was just say no, and it's really not much different now.
No.
If you've got something with a failure rate of 66%, wouldn't you try something new?
Right.
Just say no louder! 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the Just Say No message really works, especially when it comes to teens having sex as well. I mean, that's really been a success. Oh, wait. No.
I'd love to throw their numbers into the mix. The alcohol, illegal drugs,
and sex
into the mix. Because this is what the policy has been all along for teenagers. Yeah. No, 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 no.
And ultimately, all you have to do is ask them, when was the first time you... If they're going to be honest,
not just
with
them,
you.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Because they'll be honest. The older people
the cops,
will be honest with you.
Right, including the cops enforcing it. I remember when I was walking down the street talking to a cop, I asked him if he drank underage, and he didn't want to answer that question. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. Have you ever come across this supposed fad of teenagers drinking hand sanitizer? 1-855-450-3733. It's certainly hitting the news in a big way. All three of us happen to come in tonight with this news story and from different sources. Yours was the New York Daily News, Mark. Nemi, you've got one from NPR.
Yeah, Christian Science Monitor and the LA Times as well.
Yep, BuzzFeed.com also has information about this. And you certainly, again, if you've got comments, 855-450-FREE, you can also join us over at freetalklive.com, and that's where you can enjoy various features on the house, including news updates, as well as listening options and so much more. Go to freetalklive.com, and if you like the show, then you can promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Just shipped out a bumper sticker tonight, as a matter of fact, so you can get a free bumper sticker, and there are other things there to help you promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com.
Zeus, the guy who does the liners here on Free Talk Live, when you hear the Mr. Big Voice, Free Talk Live, that's Zeus. He also does them for Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm. He's working on a video game and needs some support. Rob Swigert's Portal. It's a 26-year-old science fiction saga where an astronaut returns to Earth to find the rest of humanity has vanished without a trace, and only artificial intelligence named Homer can help him find out what's happened. This thing deals with love, tyranny, rebellion, isolation, fear, and a whole lot more. You can find out more about it in the Games tab at subliminalgames.com. It's subliminalgames.com.
We've been discussing this apparent new fad, something that teenagers are recording themselves doing, putting on YouTube. They're also showing up at emergency rooms. The LA Times says six teenagers have shown up in two San Fernando Valley emergency rooms in just the last few months with alcohol poisoning after drinking hand sanitizer, which is approximately 62%. In the case of Purell, it's 62% ethyl alcohol, and the teenagers are drinking this stuff. California is where it's very popular. Also, Alaska and Missouri apparently have a growing trend. According to BuzzFeed.com, one of their things you need to know about drinking hand sanitizer, it can cause diarrhea, blindness, memory loss, and even damage to your internal organs. And according to, let's see, a news out of New Zealand, This actually originated in New Zealand prisons, where prisoners were found to have mixed hand sanitizer with sugar-based fruit drink, which is, you know, the bug juice they give you there in prison. They mixed in some hand sanitizer with that and were found highly intoxicated by some of the guards there at their prison. Also, a man in Australia once drank 6 bottles of hand sanitizer and survived. So apparently,
I'm glad.
Yeah, you can find videos on YouTube of this.
But there are people that have drank a fifth of Jack Daniels and survived too.
Yeah, for sure. So and they go on to say that if you are a parent who's concerned about this, you can always use the foam hand sanitizer. It's a lot more difficult for them to extract alcohol from it. And Nemi, was there more that you wanted to share
from the
NPR piece?
We pretty much covered everything.
What are some of the other tips? Or not tips, but things you need to know.
That's about it. They go on. I mean, there's a handful more.
Are you familiar with the foam version? Because I may have seen some stuck to a wall, but I don't believe I've ever seen like a carry version of the sanitizer. Because you know,
I have never seen carry foam, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's also what is it? Tricycline or whatever it is. I forget what the active ingredient is in a lot of hand soap, but there's pump hand soap, right? Like, you've seen the hand soap stuff on the wall,
sure,
like in different places. That may not actually be sanitizer. It may be soap. So
sometimes.
Yeah. So just because it's foam doesn't mean it's hand sanitizer,
sure,
is what I'm saying.
I've seen foam hand sanitizer.
I'm just, you know, wondering if did you carry with you? Because the convenient thing about the little hand sanitizer things is that they're, you know, they're 3 ounces.
Right.
They just fit in your pocket. You know, what the cap itself is not that big of a deal. You know, it's just a short little distance between the goop and getting it out of the cap.
Right.
So it's pretty convenient, and that's one of the reasons that I like carrying it. But, you know, situations where I'm going to be shaking a lot of hands and touching a lot of people. Whereas this foam stuff, I imagine you've got to have a pumper, because we've got foaming hand soap at my house, and there's a mechanism involved.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So you are correct.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that it's pretty inconvenient to try to carry pump hand sanitizer.
But we have to keep the kids from drinking it, Mark. You know, it's either that or demand ID.
All right. And you know this is going to go in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Nobody who sees this news article is going to say, well, doggone it, this is perfect evidence that alcohol prohibition is still with us, that we need to abolish the drinking age and allow each individual store owner to decide for themselves how old to sell, of what age their purchasers of alcohol must be. We'll allow this individual autonomy. We're going to abolish the liquor control boards. We're going to set it into a free market scenario with alcohol, because we care about teenagers, and we realize that teens are going to use alcohol, and so therefore we want them to use it in as healthful and as safe a manner as possible. And we understand that abolishing this just say no attitude, abolishing prohibition for teenagers drinking or people under the age of 21 drinking, because we want them to survive. No one is going to come out there with that. That's the most caring, compassionate, the safest method, the most harm-reducing method to approach this. But no, they're going to
rather
come
people
at this.
Catch influenza, from which far more people die than alcohol poisoning every year. They'd rather them catch influenza than have the hand sanitizer.
They are going to crack down. That's going to be the answer. If anything politically comes out of this, it's some politician is going to say, well, clearly we need more controls over these hand sanitizers. We've got to have ID checks.
There ought to be a law.
Yeah, well, there will be. And just give it time. Maybe not right now, but somebody's going to propose something, and all those laws are going to be enforce. It's not going to be allow. It's not going to be understand. It's not going to be assist.
Yep. And then it's arrest.
Right.
So, whatever it is that you're trying to save teenagers from, it's probably not as bad as a permanent record.
Right.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jerry, listening in Huntsville, also known as Shadow. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, why do you change your name so often?
This is the same name I was born with.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Shadow. I was told that you were Shadow. I apologize.
No.
Got it wrong.
I'm strictly Jerry. And I probably represent 90% of the things that y'all truly hate.
What do you mean by that?
In the Marine Corps, just retired with 36 years of the police department. I'm a born-again Christian, and bless your heart, I love all of you.
I don't hate Jerry. I'm not a hateful guy.
But you had said something either the first part of this week or the latter part of last week, said that homicide clearance rates were down to 6 or 7%.
I don't think I said that.
What is homicide clearance rate? Tell me what that is.
homicides that are cleared by arrest.
Meaning solved?
Solved homicides.
What's the current rate?
You mentioned 7%, and it is now between 61 and 65% nationally. Now, that's down considerably from the 91% back in the 60s when they began keeping the statistics. But, you know, I enjoy listening to y'all. You give me a different outlook on everything. And I just wanted to point out that, you know, be more aware of what you're saying rather than just because you're mad.
Well, that's interesting because I'd heard that it was 80%. I certainly didn't say 70%. I heard it was 80% that go unsolved.
Yeah, I had corrected you on that one time before.
You had.
And, you know, I went and looked it up, and some number was commensurate to what Jerry's talking about was
right.
What I had gotten too. Because, you know, it's pretty easy. They don't always get the right person, and usually they go, you know, usually the person that's most likely to kill you is the person you're sleeping with, so that's the first person they go
exactly.
for.
And there are cases that are cleared, but they don't make an arrest. They know who did it. But like I've told people my entire career, the police officers cannot do their job without the help of assistants.
Right, and if they want more people to help them, then they should stop arresting the peaceful ones. Don't you agree, Jerry?
If they're peaceful, if they're not breaking any laws, sure.
Well, no, because you can be peaceful and break laws, right? Like, so by carrying a bag of pot on my person, I'm not being disruptive, I'm not being non-peaceful,
right.
I am breaking a so-called law. So wouldn't you agree that if you
it's not a so-called law, it is a law.
Well, it's words people wrote on paper, and that's all it is to me,
exactly.
Jerry. It's just, you know, strange men and women sitting in a room somewhere in Alabama there that are passing laws, and I'm not interested
in... They're not strange people, they're elected officials.
No, I don't know who they are. They're strangers.
If you don't like the laws, then change the laws.
No, it doesn't work that. It doesn't really work.
That's like, don't shoot me. I'm the messenger.
Yeah, but you're the one hurting people, Jerry, by arresting people.
Jerry, you walked into this one with this guy, but let me ask you this this question, because I understand where you're coming from on this. Is what about the people that were enforcing the laws on the runaway slaves back in the 1800s, or the people over in Germany that were enforcing those laws?
Those societies had those laws. I'm not saying they were right, but they were the laws.
But you would have enforced them, wouldn't you? You would have enforced them if you were a cop back then.
I don't know. You know, I don't know that I would have. I would not have.
That's good. I'm glad that you can draw a line somewhere. I'd like you to think about what laws you might not enforce today if they were passed, and then give us a call another time and tell us about it.
Well, let me say
I wish I could let you, Jerry, but we're nailed to the clock. So call us tomorrow night a little earlier in the hour. We'll be happy to talk to you for a longer length of time. More coming up tomorrow. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob's.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can more chance and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is for
in every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.